Same with the acquisition orders. Now, interestingly, to be fair to the research, there is evidence that, or seems to be evidence, that instruction might have some kind of facilitative effect, that it might help in some way. Even if it doesn't override the developmental sequences or doesn't override acquisition orders, it might help in the sense that it might speed up. You might go through those acquisition orders faster. You might go through those sequences of negation faster if you get instruction. Okay. Rod Ellis has said this in his last book. I looked at the literature on this. I scouted the literature and found, I put seams in italics here because that's exactly what it is, seams. I cannot find any empirical research that actually says this, that can compare. I mean, if you try to think about the experiment, the research, the way it would be set up, it's almost impossible to find this, okay? Because you'd have to take street learners who get no instruction and classroom learners who get instruction. Well, you know, there's some really unfair comparisons there, which a lot of us have written about. And so that's not really what we want to see. What we want to see are classroom learners who get focused instruction and classroom learners who don't get focused instruction over years. Okay, that research doesn't exist. Okay, we just don't have it. Okay, so I'm going to keep seams there in italics. But classroom and textual input may be the source of the facilitative effect if there is one. Think about the input, and Joy mentioned this earlier in her talk, think about the input that people who learn outside of a classroom get. They get conversational input. How's it going? How are you? Come with me. Very short sentences, sometimes phrases, and so on. Where do they get clauses? Where do they hear clauses? Where do they hear passive structures? Where do they hear the kinds of things that are more marked in a language? Okay? Where do they have to start marking discourse conventions across language? Okay? That's absent in conversational language. It's not absent in classroom language. Okay? So there might be a higher and a better quality of input in classroom situations, both in verbal language as well as text language, written language. Okay? And that might be pushing people along. Also, I mean, Steve has said this and I've said this, a lot of people have said this, instruction may aid in comprehension. By knowing how something works, you might understand language more. If you understand more language, you're comprehending more language. If you comprehend more language, the chances are higher you're going to acquire more language. Okay? So the instructional effects that we see, if they are facilitative, may not be to the instruction itself, but to a byproduct of the instruction. Now, everything we said about instruction is true for negative evidence. You can correct all you want, and you're not going to override developmental sequences, you're not going to make the acquisition orders go away, and you probably will be wasting a lot of valuable time. And everybody knows that this is true of first language acquisition as well. You cannot correct 2.5 or 3-year-olds on grammar. It's all over in the literature where people try to do it, and it's the funniest stuff to read. Have you read any of this stuff? Where they try to correct the little kids, and the little kids get so frustrated, they keep repeating the thing wrong, and then finally they think they know what the adult wants, and they say something completely different. So we know this is true of first language acquisition as well. Okay, so just a